This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 335 for Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continue to climb higher on Wednesday morning, but those gains are fading. The May canola contract adds $3.50 at $638.80 per ton, and the July contract rises $3.70 at $647.80 per ton. Support for canola comes from upticks in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are trying to stymie further increases. Global crude oil prices are modestly higher, with a spillover underpinning the vegetable oils. Canola crush margins are relatively steady, with the old crop positions a little short of $168 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is on the rise Wednesday morning, with the loonie climbing to 73.86 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 73.68. StoneX cuts its call on Brazil's soybean production to 150.8 million tons. Meanwhile, Safra and Mercado peg the harvest of Brazil's second corn crop as virtually complete. Reports say China is encouraging corn importers to buy less as to support domestic prices and not to discourage more corn being planted. The threat of avian flu in the United States is raising questions about demand for soy meal. There is skepticism in the market as to the validity of the United States Department of Agriculture's projection of 90 million acres of corn being planted this spring. Some believe those acres could end up being higher. Saudi Arabia issues a tender for 595,000 tons of wheat. Jordan is seeking 120,000 tons of milling wheat. And Tunisia wants 50,000 tons each of soft milling wheat and durum. Rounding off prices, that to Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures are lower on Wednesday morning. The May contract is down 3 cents at $11.71 per bushel. May soy meal loses $3.10 at $325.20 per short ton. May soy oil adds more than a third of a cent at 48.96 cents per pound. Chicago corn is slightly higher, with its May contract tacking on a penny at 4.28 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its May contract shedding 2 cents at 3.51. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago May rising 6 cents at 5.51. Kansas City May climbs 7 cents at 5.70. And Minneapolis May advances 11 cents at 6.38. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, April 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.